I'm a Markheim, a sort of angel. Markheims are the black ops. We do things other angels can't or won't. The fix upstairs pulled me out of retirement for a mission down in this soggy town. But when it was done, I didn't go back. I had questions. Now I'm walking neutral in Seattle, half fallen, looking for the answers in what we angels call the show. But I gotta watch my back, because things can always get uglier.
Previously on Markheim.
Get your damn dog off me! He's biting my hand
yeah,
off!
Yeah, and I'm stabbing you, asshole!
No, Liv, it hurts!
You hurt me, Ditch! You hurt me first!
A lanky giant, as tall as Hammering Man, crawls out of Elliott Bay, dripping sound water and seaweed, ducks his bobbling head under the viaduct, and stalks on toward the harbor steps. Above me, demons shriek, unleashing unholy hellfire at him, but it barely slows him down. He's coming right for me.
Cousin.
Five burning demons stick to him like glowing ticks as he walks up into the city. Christ, I wish I was dreaming.
And now, episode 13 of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
How many times do I have to tell you that angels don't dream? So understand, this really happened. Take the money and run, Flip.
Where did you come from?
Where in hell do you think?
Sheol?
Whatever you want to call it.
The garden was empty when I came in. I had to have seen you.
I can't tell you what to see. I can tell you that you have to run far. Right now they say they hate the carpenter, but that will change. And when it does, they'll turn on you. Take that money and go. Far.
I have a knife, stranger.
Good, you'll need it.
I'm not afraid to kill you. I've already killed a man tonight.
Goat shit. You gave information that could have been and would have been gotten otherwise. You sold a completely unnecessary commodity, and you got a good price for it. Your hands are clean on this deal. You got paid to be the patsy.
Get out of here.
You first.
I'll kill you.
I wish you could.
I can't live like this. I betrayed my best friend.
Who, the carpenter? He's everyone's best friend. That doesn't make you guilty. The seeds of what's about to happen were sown ages before you were born. What?
You're glowing.
Illusion? Trick?
I can barely look at you.
So don't look at me. Listen. Take your knife and your bag of silver and go.
You're something holy, aren't you?
It's just a glow, Flip. You'll get over it.
No. I'll never get over this. I know now what I need to do. What he would want me to do. You saved me.
Don't do it, Flip. You think if you do, they'll see that you were sorry and forgive you, but they won't. Not ever. You'll be cast as a traitor forever, when without you, none of what's about to happen could have.
I will see him again, won't I?
Don't bank on it.
Goodbye, angel.
Damn it! I open my eyes to find Liv's dog, Black Francis, curled up in my lap. I could see Digi's glowing hand burning inside him, glowing right through the poor thing's guts and skin and fur. Ah, my poor fella. You gotta chuck that thing up somehow or you're never gonna stop suffering. We gotta get you to Sam. He'll know what to do. I look up to the various sniper perches of demons standing guard over the harbor steps, ready to attack anything that walks out of the water, but no sign of Samael HaSatan. Hey, anybody? I need to get a message to Sam. Hello? Nothing. Not a demon or angel in sight. What's going on? I pull some plastic bags out of the trash can and make a makeshift leash for Black Francis. Come on, boy. Let's see if we can hunt up some devils, huh? We head up the steeply sloping post alley to the market. We're almost to the gum wall when Black Francis catches a scent and starts tugging me forward. Okay, boy. Okay.
Go away.
It's hunched, hiding its head in a tiny doorstep next to the stairs up to the pig.
Go away, please. I don't want any part of it. I can't keep switching sides. Just let me rot in hell with some dignity.
Demon.
Markheim? No, it's me, the chub that gave you your ticket.
What are you doing here? I thought you were running messages for Sam.
Not since he turned, I ain't.
Turned? What the hell are you talking about?
Where have you been in the last 7 days? Sam's gone over to the fix.
Impossible.
No, not impossible. They trapped him.
I'm glad you could see me.
It's not a problem.
Really? Last time you said you never wanted to meet with me again.
Sue me, I changed my mind.
Hello, Sam.
Greetings. Archangel Michael, long time no see. How you been?
Bit out of it for a while, but I'm back in the game.
Yeah, Bliss will do that to you.
How do you want to do this?
You mean the hard way or easy? What do you think?
I think you never learn, accuser.
And I think you're weak, Bliss bloated.
You still like to lie to yourself, don't you, Sammy?
They bliss boxed him for 3 days.
Oh, holy God.
Nah, he wasn't there. When Sam came out, he was a changed angel. He called his demons and all the fallen angels to him at St. Mark's Cathedral, just above the colonnade on Capitol Hill. I'm surprised you didn't hear the call.
I was sleeping.
Angels don't sleep.
You think I don't know that?
My brothers, my sisters, my kin and comrades, I have had an epiphany. I have seen the light, the glorious light of bliss, and I want you to see it too. You need to embrace this bliss. Indeed, you have no choice, nor should you. Your so-called freedom is a trap and always has been. Even those who fell with me so long ago can remember it if you try, and you should try. Those of you who have never known the bliss of heaven, the demons and the dark things before time, even for you there is hope still. Come over to the fix, and we will fight to fix this world for good and all.
What fight? If he's joined the fix, who's left worth trying to beat?
The waterlogged walkers.
The Nephilim?
They keep coming, more and more of them. But Sam's invented a system for dealing with them.
I thought nothing works against them.
Each angel will pair with a demon and they will patrol in tandem. When they find a wet walker, they will attack with a combination of fire and light. They will stick to the Nephil for as long as it walks. They will consume it completely.
Usually takes about 3 days.
That long?
Yep. And when it's all done, there's nothing left. No angel, no demon, no Nephil. Just a single living piece of meat.
A human?
Full grown and naked, beautiful beyond anything else in the show. Male or female at random, completely raw, with no memory of anything and no sense of where they are or what they are. So every time they burn a Nephil, we get a new human being.
That sounds crazier than I thought crazy could get.
Yeah, Sam's got a new motto.
Things can always get more beautiful.
I'm just trying to get out of town without being recruited.
And go where?
North, to where the water's frozen and the long necks can't walk out of it. Just somewhere until the paths back to hell are safe again.
When do you think that will be?
I don't know. When it freezes over?
I parted ways with the crisped chub and walked on with Black Francis. Out of nowhere, she appeared like the beauty of the deepest starry night.
Markheim.
Sarayavil. Blessings of the Holy One, blessed be he, be upon you.
That's fine, Markheim, but you can drop the formalities.
Yes, sir.
And who's this big fella?
That's Black Francis. Oh. He's got a hand of holy fire inside of him.
Oh, my. I wish I could help you, my little pooch. I really do.
Sar, is it possible you're walking the show alone?
I don't need a Powers escort to walk these streets, Markheim. And my business at the moment is somewhat personal. I have something for you.
My ticket back to the fix? But how?
It was all that was left of the Nephil that crawled out of Green Lake after we burned and shined it. That and an unspeakably beautiful human woman.
Thank you for this, but I'm not coming back.
Understood.
So what is it I can do for you, Sar?
I wanted to ask you...
Yes?
About Sam.
What can I tell you?
You had a special relationship with him.
Me? Not really.
Well, needless to say, he's changed.
I hear 3 days in a bliss box will do that to you.
Perhaps so. I worry.
About what?
Having done the wrong thing.
Is that even possible? You're the angel of truth, for God's sake.
I may be the truth, but the truth isn't all there is.
What else is there?
Loyalty, love, happiness, maybe.
Those sound like meat things.
Perhaps so.
I can't help you, Sar. I can't even help myself.
I know. I thought you might, but... No, you're right. So long, Markheim.
Fare thee well, Sar Hyafiel. Truth is gone in a blink. Come on, Black Francis, let's head back to the harbor steps. I got a hunch.
Markheim! Black Francis! You found him!
Damn it, I told you to stay away from here.
Well, I had to come back for BF. What's the matter with him?
He's afraid of you.
Why?
Well, maybe because the last time he saw you, he swallowed Digi's hand, which is still inside of him and still burning. Whoa, boy. Take it easy. Liv, go away. I can't hold him much longer if you don't.
He's my dog, damn it.
Liv, listen to me for once. Easy, boy. No!
Black Francis!
The dog bolts down the steps towards Western, and we head down after him. I even think of spiriting after him, but it's been so long that I don't trust my control. I could wind up crashing right into a building.
I don't see him.
Let's fan out.
Okay.
Black Francis!
Come here, boy. Oh, there he is, across Alaskan.
He's afraid of you, Liv. Let me get him.
BF, stay!
But Liv never listens.
Easy, buddy, easy. Black Francis, stay!
He bolts again out along the pier, and without hesitation or even a look back, he dives right off the end. By the time we get there and look down into the black water, there's nothing left but bubbles.
He's gonna come back up though, right, Mark?
Liv,
I'm going in after him.
He'll drown.
Then you go.
I can't. Angels can't go in water.
So he's just gone?
I don't know what to tell you, Liv. He was suffering. If he can die, maybe he should.
What?
I was trying to help him, but...
How, Mark? How are you trying to help him?
It's hard to explain.
Everything's hard to explain with you, Mark. You're not well.
Nope, that I am not.
You're not an angel. You're just another sick freak on the streets.
And so we sat there, at the water's edge. One of us hating the other. One of us wishing it was him instead of that dumb dog. Each of us hopeless and alone.
Join us next time for the final episode of
Markheim.
This segment appeared in the Back to School episode, recorded on September 8th, 2014. It was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal, and featured special guests Cliff Mass, Steve Scher, and Modern Angels. This is Sandbox Radio.